since we learned in the first mission of in the parak that there's an issur on the aver ben pakua ben makshaleled voitzi over siyada, there's an issur on the ubar on the aver ayoytze. More learns out the issur from the pasuk of basar basada basar basada treifol isurim and in lo heter liyisura in lo takan liyisura. So the achrayim klar the achrayim and. Inspired from the sugya, so just wanting to inquire maybe what comes out from this sugya, the gedder of that iser on the aver, is it an iser mechayim? Is it while the behemoth is alive? What is the nature of this iser? What's the shayla? The shayla is, how do we look at this aver? Do we say that the aver, for whatever reason, it wasn't nichla on the heter of the shechitas ha'em? And so it wasn't nichla on the heter of the shechita sa'im. So it's like a regular legabi, this aver, the behemoth is like a regular animal that was born. A regular animal that was born, what's the halacha? That while it's alive, it's aver minachai. If it dies, it's the nevela. And it's basically as a halacha of a regular animal, just doesn't have the heter, the chiddush of ben pakua. Or mechaim, it already has an isser, basa basa the trefa, that it's chal in the aver, shame trefa, that. Mikoyach that it was yoytze min mechitzasas, it was chal on Hashem treifa. So, so like this. So just as a kdama, I wanted to speak out. You saw it from up here what it says in Reb Chaim. Maybe plug it into the sugya and bring out an akuda. I don't know if it's 100% muchach, but it's a shmak in the kuda. So the Gemara says over here, "Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mo Lachish Lazara Yechidam Ilim Dazal Bei Mamal Yasamayir Yahaydis Veisar Yoytzefil Ben Pekuda Alma Nami Dam Mesharshia Liver Lachish Lazara Av Ben Pekuda Bal Bei Mamal Yasav Ladin Latakana." This is going to be a sugi later. Mesharshia has that you have a Ben Pekuda Bal Bei Mamal Yasah. The din is that Ha'Oisay Havlad Ein Latakana. And the Gemara says, but this is only true according to the Mandamar Choshesh and Lazarav. This is true according to the Mandamar Choshesh and Lazarav. Then the Gemara says, so it must be talking, so the whole animal is also. It must be talking about that it's Bob and Pakod the Kavasei. And Memela, we're going to be handling if Aver Melid Aver, then the Aver is also. If not, if Bilbo Zare, then Kipshutai, the whole Behema. Is also like Rashi says, a milvolzari mitzah kol vlad mishum oisay aver. V'alibu dechananik aboyle. So Rashi says that Rashi says right here that even in this tzad that you have two ben pakuas and one aver ayoytze, maybe two aver ayoytze. Rashi doesn't say klo what the kavasei means. So Rashi says you still have to come on to choshen lazerav. The shaila of the Gemara on the aver ayoytze was. With the Manda Omar, the Choshen Lazarav. Okay. Tosfos comes along in that Gemara. The Asab Ben Pakod the Kavasei. And Tosfos says that this that it says Kavasei, why is it saying Kavasei? It's saying it to be Mazver that the other Behema also has an Evra Yoytze. It also has an Evra Yoytze. Sheish Boy Isra Yoytze Bechad Evra. Okay. So the Marshal learns up in Tosfos. What? What? So the it's so good that Fuashar says that you have to be saying the way the Marshal learns Taisvis that they both had the same Aver Yotze. Right? So they both had the same Aver Yotze. That's just that Fuashar asks yeah. On the Marshal that according to his Tran Taisvis it's a little bit Mechus Tran Taisvis. Okay. So the Zot the Marshal that the cases that they both had an Evar Yoytze and they both had the same Evar Yoytze and Mamela when they both had the same Evar Yoytze there's no more Zev Zegayrim. So Marshal introduces now into the Sugya Zev Zegayrim and he says you need a command that he says Zev Zegayrim is going to be Mutter, this type of Zev Zegayrim is going to be Mutter and therefore you have to say that they both had an Evar Yoytze, otherwise even if Evar Moilet Evar would be Mutter. Because only one of the behemoths has an Eivar Yoytze, which is also. The other behemoth has an Eivar Yoytze, which is Mutter. So maybe even Eivar Motzi Eivar, there's a Zeviz Egoyim in the Eivar. So Mamela, Zakhtar Marashah, you have to say they both had an Eivar Yoytze, so there's no Zeviz Egoyim. Okay. So, So like this, what's the Marsha saying that there's a sugi here of Zev Zegoyren legabe to Aser the Aver? Zev Zegoyren, where do you bring in Zev Zegoyren over here? So Rav Sharsha just said Choshen Zarav, didn't say Zev Zegoyren. Is Zev Zegoyren the same thing as Choshen Zarav or not? What does he mean exactly? That this is totally in the sugya of Zev Zegoyren. The Gemara doesn't say that. So Marsha brings it in. Tosfos later maybe brings it in also. So l'chayra, to be mazmir with Marsha, and possibly, and it's geboit. What I'm going to say now is geboit on Tosfos Daf and Ches, and Reb Chaim seems to learn up that Tosfos. So Reb Chaim says that. Reb Chaim says that Yisoid, just understand when you find that there's two sugyas, a sugya of Choshen Zara'av, and you have a sugya of Zev Zegoyren, Mutter. Zev Zegoyren, Reb Chaim writes, says over there, it's a Shaila, says, I don't show me, it's a Shaila in Tosfos. But Zev Zegoyren, L'chara, Zok Reb Chaim, is Zev Zegoyren is Mutter, even if you hold like the Mandamar, Ein Choshen Zara'av. Because even if you hold Ein Choshen Zara'av, but the Av is Zichar Egoyren, in the Behema. Zev Zegoyren is a separate sugya. It's not telling in Choshen Zara'av. So, what's Choshen Zara'av? Choshen Zara'av means is like this. When you want to don the Behema's own halacha, you want to don what's the Behema's own halacha? This animal. Let's say you have a Behema and a Chaya. You have a Behema and a Chaya. Now you want to know, come on to each other. Now you want to know, the Vlad is the Chaylev of the Vlad, Chaylev of Chaya, which is Mutter, is the Chaylev of Behema, which is also. So there the question is not, where did it come from? It's not, is this chelev from chelev Aser or from chelev Mutter? It's how to classify this behema itself, its own halacha. Because even the first chaya in the world, it's chelev's Mutter. And the first behema that Hashem created in the world, it's chelev was Aser. The reason chelev behema is Aser is not because it comes from a behema which is Aser. It's because chelev behema is Aser in and of itself. And therefore, when you want to know how to classify behema as a chaya or a behema. So now the question is choshen zera'av, does av contribute to the yichus of the behema, or doesn't contribute to the yichus of the behema, because you're donning the behema itself for its own halachas. So, and it's nothing to do with isser v'heter. It has to do with classifying the behema. You want to know, is it, what is it? Is it a chaya? Is it a behema? Is it a lav dafka? It's talking about mutter and aser. What? I said it's benign. Is it the father's child? Is it not the father's child? Okay. So you're trying to classify what is this? What is this for in and of itself? So Melazak Zaktub Chaim. When you want to know if something's a behemoth tmeya, so you're going to use the lundus of Choshen Zera'av, because the behemoth tmeya is tummy because it is a behemoth tmeya, not because it came from a behemoth tmeya, because the first behemoth in the world was also a tmeya. So you want to know how to classify the animal? That's called Choshen Zera'av. Sugya Zev Zegoyren is when the thing itself doesn't have its own halacha, and it's only also at Yoytze. It's Yoytze from where it came from. So now you use Yoytze from a Davar Motor, it's Yoytze from Davar Osir. You have two garments. The father, even if you hold Ein Choshen Zera'av, differently contributed. So now this thing was Yoytze, like a Beis Trefa. So this thing, why is it also? Because it came from a trefa. So Mamela, if you hold Zev Zegoyren, it's going to be Motor. So Reb Chaim basically says the Choshen Zera'av and Zev Zegoyren are two separate sugyas. They didn't really come into each other. I'm not sure that all the Rishonim in the sugya go with that, but that's how he sets it up, and he learns it up into the Tosfos over there in Daf Nun Ches. And it's interesting to note that the Maharsha himself quotes that sugya. He's quoting that idea. So like this, when you want a dan over here, so according to that, it comes out on a shtickle of a mechudah shtickazach. When you're donning if the behema has shchita or not, so according to Reb Chaim, what comes out, if you're donning the behema has shchita, that's a choshen zera'av shaila. Why? Because the reason why this behema is toned shchita is not because it's yoytze from a behema, it itself, does it have simonim or not? So how do you get simonim? If you hold choshen zera'av, you get part of your simonim from here, you get part of your simonim from here. So you're donning the simonim of the behema itself. Moshe, let's you would have an oif that would be reveal with a behema. You would need 1.5 simonim. What would be the halacha? So you have to dumb. What's its simonim? What's its own halacha? Right? What's it? A chagav. A chagav and a behema would need 1 simon. Yeah. So the shot is that. So, come on, you could genetically do it. You can't do that, even you. So
my wife would insist immediately. Don't proceed. On that one.
So the point is that the behema, the yudani, the simonim of the thing itself. So that's a shayel choshen zera'av. You want to know what's the simonim of this? Does it have 1 simon? Does it have 2 simonim? So what is it in front of us? That's choshen zera'av. One is providing a simon, one isn't providing a simon. So now that's kiveya, how we look at this behema. Is it have its own simonim? L'chore, that shayel is not shayech b'chlal, m'chos ha-shchit, and m'chos ha-shchit, is not shayech to the... Okay, one second. So that's choshen zera'av. Comes now that we have a behema with an eivar yoytzi, have a ben bako with an eivar yoytzi. What is the Isra on this Evra Yoytze? If you say that the Isra on the Evra Yoytze it's Mechusar Shechita, so it's a regular Evra Minachai, so L'chor, what we're saying is that it has a halacha here, that it requires Shechita, it can't get Shechita, so we're coming to deal with the din of how we classify this behema in and of itself. So that would be a Choshen Zera'av idea. The Shaila is that this one, this whole animal doesn't require Shechita, this animal requires 10% Shechita on one Evra, and the Mela now, the new animal that's born, has a 10% part of it that requires Shechita. You're dealing with its own halacha. So that would be a shayla of Choshen Zera'av. But if you learn that it's not shayla to bring in the sugya of Zeva Zegurim, like Tosis brings in. L'chayla, from the fact that Tosis brings in the sugya of Zeva Zegurim, it's mashma, that Tosis understood that the Isra on the Evra Yoytze is a Chalois Isra Trefa. So now it's a chalais isra treifa. So this animal happens to have an isra treifa on it. So you're yoytze min ha'isra. You're yoytze from a davar aser. You're yoytze from something that has an aver. So this new aver that came is yoytze from that aver. So it's yoytze from that aver. It's yoytze from that aver. So bizev is a gerim, because one of the avarim is mutter, one of them is a treifa, one of them isn't. And that was what Tosis brought in, zev is a gerim. So according to Tosis, you could learn that Rashi that brings in a libid Chananya Kaboyla, that Avram Moilid Avram was in Chananya, he's learning that it's just Mechusar Shechita. And the Mele, it's still Shaykh to the Sugya of Choshen Zera'av. Because you're coming to Dan, does this animal need Shechita? Mashaykh Tosis that brings in the Sugya of Zeva Zegarim, according to the Marashah, is learning that the Issa on the Avra Yoytze is an Isha Trefa. And since it's a treifa, now it's a shayla, there's a gerim over here, does the Evar Yoytze of the new behema also have an isha treifa? And it's meduik in Rashi, that aben pakut dekavasei, de'ein avla ton shchita ela mishum chad Evar, it's very much meduik that the isser is the problem is the mechusar shchita sheboy. V'hu Evar lo mishter b'shchita delav shchita, it would require shchita, you can't get shchita. That would be a very geshmaka setup in this machlokes. Rashi Tosis, if you're bringing in the sugya, if the shayla of, in the Havamina of the Gemara, the shayla of a behema with an Evra Yoytze on another Ben Pakua, does the vlad of an Isra Evra Yoytze, is that a shayla of Choshen Zera'av, or is that a shayla of Zeva Zegurim, is going to goof be this machloikis, what is the nature of the Isra Evra Yoytze, is it Alt Shem Trefa, or is it Mechus HaShchita?
The Gemara found
where?
Why
the Gemara just bringing in a Meshachet to say that it doesn't need Shechita anyway, it's not a Geya, because we go Cheshon Zera'av. It's in the Gemara, right? Now, the Tefor Shor says everything I'm saying is black and white. The Bechor Shor over here, Mamish says it's black and white, you can look at it over there. The Bechor Shor argues on the Marsha, and he has a different shot of the Marsha. He says, if Tosis, like I mentioned earlier, if Tosis meant like the Marsha, then it should have been that both animals have the same Eivar Yoytze. Tosis should have stressed that. And Tosis didn't stress that.
Kavasei.
What? Kavasei. Sheish ba iser yoytzei b'chad aver, he says. Tosis.
You died from the word kavasei.
No, he said the kavasei that has an iser yoytzei. So he says, hold him shot, the Bechor Shor, in Tosis. He says that Tosis means to say that we're still going choshen l'zera'av, and he's saying that that we're going, even if you hold in Choshen Zera'av, but we're going that the mother has the Aver. So, maybe you don't have to come on to Choshen Zera'av. But then he says, but once, why, and Tosis held it was a Choshen Zera'av sugya. But once the Gemara later on, and it's only after Mechos HaShechita. The Gemara speaks this out. It's only after Mechos HaShechita. So therefore, it's a Choshen Zerav Sugya. But at the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara starts clearing, if you're Matar, because it's Chad Yisura, Tlei Yisura, Tlasa Yisuri, so he says the Gemara calls it an Isser. The minute the Gemara calls it an Isser, it's Mashrit Zinish Mechaim, it's Mashrit Zetrefa. On that, he jumps in and says Zev Zegarim. So he's only brought in Zev Zegarim once the Gemara is Muchach, that the Isser on the Aver is an Isser. Not just the Mechos HaShechita. If it's just Mechos HaShechita, it would be subject to Choshen Zara'av. No, I'm just...
It's a pshat. You have back to Mishashi.
What? It's the Cheshbon over there, how he puts it down. What he's saying is that the reason why Tez didn't bring in Zara'av, like he did in the next Tosis, is because till that point in the Gemara, we thought it was Shaykh to the Sugya Choshen Zara'av because it was just Mechos HaShechita. Once the Gemara calls it an Isser Trefa, then it's Shaykh to the Sugya of Zev Zegarim. So Mefurish in the Bukhar Shar, over here, this Cheshbon, that of this thing. It's a very geshmak idea. Lemaisa, he died to point out that Rabaran, Mishas Rabaran, Simon Dalet, Rabaran has a Fakert Cheshbon in Rashi and Tosfos, in what we're saying. What's a Fakert Cheshbon? On Rav Misharshia, later, Rashi says that Rav Misharshia holds that we don't hold, Rav Misharshia holds like the Mount of Amra, that there's no such thing as Dalet Simana. What's the Shail of Dalet Simana? We didn't get to it yet. Dalet Simana means is that can you reshift the Ben Pakur itself? Now, normal, the whole sugya of Dalet Simana was by a Ben Pakur that was born from my mother who's a Trefa. So since the Shechita of the mother didn't work completely, so there's a sugya of Dalet Simana, meaning the Ben Pakur has also its own Simana. But on a Behemoth Tahira, that was a good Shechita, there's no Dalet Simana. But Rashi says that Ramasharsha's case, why can't you just reshech the behemah? What's the big deal? Obviously, we're going in the mandamah, there's no dalet simanim. Tosfos says, Rashi, you're saying that there's a sugi of dalet simanim even on a behemah tahira? If there's a sugi of dalet simanim even on a behemah tahira, frekt Tosfos and the Rashba over there in Ayin Hay, on Rashi, then what's pshat in our sugi? Our sugi says that an evra yoytis ein letakana. According to Rashi, every single Ben Pakur really has Dalet Simanim, according to that man, the Omar. And the Mela, every Yotzi has a Takana, because you can just reshech the Ben Pakur itself. And if you just reshech the Ben Pakur itself, the Isser will go off. So how can the Gemara say, Zayla Takana? Azoy Frecht, Rash, Tosfos and the Rashba on Rashi. So Zokter Baron, it's very good. Rashi must hold that the Isser, Eva Yotzi, is a Shem Isser Trefa. If it's Isser Trefa, then you can't reshecht it. That's not going to help. It was already Chal Isser Trefas on it. So even if you reshecht it, it's not going to work. So Rashi holds it's an Isser Trefa. And Mimela, Rashi could hold Zal Simonim is not going to help. But Rashi, the Tosfos, and the Rashba hold that it's just a Mechus HaShechita. If it's a Mechus HaShechita, so then by reshechting the animal, it would work to matter the Aver. It must be that there's no Dalet Simanim by a good Behemah. That's the Cheshbon. So the way he's learning the Rashi and Tosfos on Ayin Hay, it's Puk Faker from where we're learning the Rashi and Tosfos over here. Well, nice, the Lashon of Rashi is Takanat Mashma so much like that Rabbanan. So, time to maybe Mimatcha Rabbanan's Raya, but that's what he says. L'maisa, what he says is going to be a kasha, regardless, as we'll see. But there's two reasons to be matzah. But it's interesting how Rav Aaron makes the fakat the cheshbon. Okay. Now going further into the sugya, so there I'm called the Rashba, obviously. So the Rashba, mamish goes on to this nekuda, and the Rashba asks the basic kasha on the sugya, which is in fact the Rashba. If the Isra of the Eivra Yoytze. If the Isser on the Aver HaYoytze is an Isser of Trefa, so what's the Gemara Shaila if the Chal of HaYoytze is Mutar Aser L'Chayra, it's a regular Chal of HaYoytze from a Trefa, what's the Shaila? Of Dem Zokter Rashba, simply put, Dem Zokter Rashba, that Shema Yeshloimar, D'Hocha Kami Boyle, Aver Zeh, Ein Bo Isser, Machmas Atzme K'Trefa Klal,
so
There's a lot of lashonis here, a lot of words here. But basically, the way the Rashba seems to say is that really it's not an Isra Treifa. The way you read the Rashba simply is that it's not an Isra Treifa, and basically it's an Isra Eivir Menachai. Meaning to say, really, the Yisur of the Isra of the Eivir Yoitz is not a Treifa. It's just that the Isra Treifa took it out, that it can't get Shechita of the mother, so Mel it's Nishar Chai, and Mel it's just an Isra Eivir Menachai.
Is that the same as Mechusra
Shechita? Right. That's sad. That would be what Rashba said, which, by the way, is also, if you learn like that, if you learn that, which is the way the Rabbanan learned the Rashba, then fine. But first of all, the Lashonis of the Rashba are a little bit hard to exactly put into that. In by Isra Machmas Atzmai Ketreifa, it sounds like it's a little bit of a treifa, but not Machmas Atzmai. And, a few other points is one is that in the Torah Zabayis, this is the Prima Godim asks, then the Torah Zabayis HaKotzer, the Rashba says that the Yisoid of this Isser is like the regular Isser of Cholav Treifa. Says Cholav Treifa is Osser, and who is in Cholav of a Behema, the Ben Pakor that had one Ever Ayotze? Osser Ketreifa. So it sounds like there is an Isser Treifa. So then you're back to his question. So it's regular Behema Treifa. It doesn't sound like he's just saying that there's a plain every minachai here. It sounds like there is some sort of shem isser of a treifa here, and this is the problem, right? Furthermore, it's more mefurish in the shakvatara that he has with the ra'ah, because the ra'ah asks on him basically saying that I don't want you making it so complicated. Basically, the gemara says what the shaila is. It's a regular every minachai that doesn't have hetol yisura. So why, right? So the raw sounds like he's saying it's a regular, any animal that has no hetali yisuroi, that's the shaila gemara. The ra'ah even includes into that the case of a mashar shir itself. When you have a ben pakua that was ba on a behem mal yisam and had a vlad, that vlad also ain't lo shchita, so it's also the same shaila of the chalaf. So he's saying any behem that has no hetal shchita is really subject to this shaila. So he's learning that it's nothing to do with this treifa, it's basically a sefer minachai, and he's asking on the Rashba. And the Rashba doesn't answer back and say, basically, that's what I said. Right, the Ra'ah said that. The Rashba is not saying that. So, what is the Rashba saying? So, the lashon of the Prima Godin is in Yerdeya and Simon Yudalid Mishpatzizov Beis. He says lashon is here. He says hine nira degam b'tar sabayis ha'aruch soiver kain. Really, the Rashba does mean treifa. So what does it mean? It's not machmas atzmai, the olav treifa. It's not really a treifa. El shegzis akos avhu daav de'ein boi eiver minachai mikomokom osur ketreifa. It's not even minachai, it's also like a treifa, but isurim mishum losa d'chius. But it's osur because of chius. So why? And the shayla of the Gemara though was because ein lo tekana li isurai. So is it also atzchius? Is it also atzreifa? What does the Prima Godin mean? It was very hard to put all this together. So I want to make a suggestion. That's very hard idea, but maybe we could just add to help try to explain this. And either way, the yisoid is a good yisoid. That's for sure. That the Olam saw that. Like this, the Olam saw that the Riskar brings down from Reb Chaim that Isra Treifa is not a Zaitiga Isser, that's Chal, like the Isra Shechita took off the Eiver Menachai completely, and there's a new Isra Treifa, but rather the Isra Treifa somehow the Yisur of the Isra Treifa is that it doesn't allow the full Heter Shechita to be Chal on the Behema. It's Mechusar in the Heter Shechita itself. I saw Reb Aaron, Mishnah Rabbanan says the same Yisur. He actually proves it from the Gemara we just had before. That the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down if the animal became a treifa between simon la simon, so could you mitzar if the simon reached into the simon sheni? Says Dr. Byron, what's the shaila of the Gemara? Who cares that it became a treifa in between? Let's say you made a neder on it in between, also it would be a shaila. Who cares? So obviously, Dr. Byron, you see from their klar that the first simon is a fartika shchita, and the second simon is only a shchita for tahara and not for achila. So you see that the etzem, it's chulk, and how the shechita be'etzem is being poil on the behema. So he says that you say it also. And okay, that's the Yisoid. So Rabbi Aaron over there is masber the Yisoid a little bit more. And also I saw Loshen, one of the other, that I think it was Meduik and Rashi before in Daf Tess also like this, that really the idea is that the Shechita that you need, the Shechita that works to Metar Medina Vela, is that alone that a Maisa Shechita was done to the animal. So the animal had a Maisa Shechita done to it, and Memela, that alone that has a Maisa Shechita done to it, we don't see anymore the Tumas Nevela. More or less. But to become Mutar Ba'achila has to be Chal, the Shechita to the Behema, that the Behema becomes the Behema Shechita, that we see Basar Zavuach here. And how does that happen? Because what we see in front of us is meat that was killed through the Shechita. Now, the way Rabbi Aaron says it over there is, and that's the Pashtos is that Trefis is a Geklap Techias. Trefis is not a full Chias. So when you have an animal that was a Trefis that was killed through Shechita, really it didn't die fully through the Shechita. It died partially from the Trefis. So the way we see an animal that's a trefa is that it's half dead already. Let's just say it like that for this purpose. It's basically half dead already. And when you shechti, you're really only killing the part that was alive, but you couldn't really kill the whole animal. So he even goes so far as to say maybe the part that was dead was trefa the whole time, the part that was alive. Only the part that was live was Eber Menachai, but the part that was treif was there the whole time. And really, you're eating the treif part, not the live part. Whatever, it's very complicated. But basically, the point he's saying is that really, the Behemoth, while it's alive, is for this person, has the Misa of Treifus in it already. Has the Misa of Treifus. And when it dies, through Shechita, it didn't fully die through the Shechita, and therefore the Misa, what you see in front of you is an animal that's half dead, half alive. It was half killed through Shechita, half killed through Treifus. And therefore, that's why it can't become, it's not Behema Zavucha in front of us. Because what we see here is not something that was fully killed through the Shechita. There was a Maisa Shechita done to it, but it didn't fully die through the Shechita. So therefore, the Behema, the Basar that we have, is not Basar that we see here, Basar Zavucha, because part of it was already from before. In the middle of the Shem Trefus Mechaim is because it has in it already now this something which half of it is dead. When it dies, it's vital going to be like that. Fine. So that's the shame trefus. Why the trefus doesn't allow the behema to be fully niter through the shechita. But over here by Ben Pakua with an Ever Ayotze, we have to modify this chiddush of trefus a little bit. Okay, this is called the chiddush of Gavard here that. Really, when you shechta behema, and you have ben pakua, so why isn't it Eiver Minachai? The thing's alive. It's a live animal. Terence says over here. Really, the reason it's mutter, there was no shechita that made it into basa. Really, the shechita worked. There was a ma'aseh shechita on it, and uber yarchima or chechan me'avareh, whatever you want to say, which we'll get to in more detail as we proceed in the sugyas here. But there was a ma'aseh shechita done to the uber. But it's still alive, really. So it's not really dead because of the Shechita at all. It's not dead because of the Shechita, not dead because of the Trefus. It's not dead. It's a live animal. There's a new Chiddush, which is Mavor in the Gemara, that it's that Afal Pikein, we call it Basar. It's Basar that's running around. That's the Gemara says. You can't use this animal for Amad. If you're Makdash, you can't be paid it because it's less be Ba'amad of Aracha. Why? Because it's called Basar. It's already called Basar now. It means there's a new chiddush that the shechita, the mother, was able to give this thing Hashem of basar, basar shechuta. But it's not because it's alive or dead. It's a new. It's part of the chiddush of behema bame. It's part of the chiddush of ben pakua. Is not only that it gets Hashem shechita, but that it turns it into basar. We see it as basar bedikula, and that's lashon rashba. The whole animal is basar bedikula. It's basar. So what did the Hashem trefus do over here? The Hashem trefus is not saying that it's dead because of the trefus. The Hashem trefus is saying. Is that because this Aver is not part of the Uber completely, it was Yoytze from the Shechita Seim, so even though it's part of the Maisa Shechita of the mother, because it's tar. According to the Rabbanu we pass again, it's tar. So it got the Maisa Shechita of the mother. So what's missing about it? What's missing about it is that because it was Yoytze, so Mamela, this new Chinish that makes it Basar, is not Chal on it. So it's not Basar. But it's very different than a regular treifa. A regular treifa doesn't become basar because it's dead because of the treifas. Over here, it's alive because of the treifas. Means, over here, because it's the same treifa, so we see that it's not basar. So it's taka like an animal running around. So that's why you can't eat it. So yesh loimar, that the same treifas, when it, on a regular animal, while it's alive and while it's dead, is the same thing. So you have chalav of a treifa. Cholav of a treifa is also, why? Because it's half dead. And when it dies, it's also going to be half dead. That's the whole issue of treifas. Over here, the treifas of this animal is that because of the shem treifa, memela, the chidish of the shem basar is not chal on it, so it still remains alive. So the kayach of the shem treifas is to say that it still has a chiyas to it. It's lost of the chiyas. So basically, what I would say is the shem treifas by every other animal makes it dead because of the treifas. The treifas of this animal makes it alive because of the treifas. Right, it's still alive. So it doesn't get that mechudish dik hashem basar. That's chal on the rest of the animal. It's not chal on this uber, and that's what the Rashba means. That the shem treifus is, his mamish says is beferish. Yishlam nachi kami boyle. Eiver ze ein boy iser machmas atzmei ketreifa klal. Doesn't have an iser machmas atzmei that we see that it's already dead because of the treifus. It's a new chiddush that the shem treifus won't let it become bas ella. What happens? Machmas einless. The rest of the book is kibasar. Ukimunach bidikula, it turned into basar. It doesn't get a mechudish dikashem basar, which is chal normally. So mamela, this thing is the problem with it is not that it's half dead. The problem with it is that it's alive. But chalav that comes from an animal that's alive, maybe it's alive. It can't get heter shechita because it has a shem treifa. But it's also there's already a chiddush that. The chalav that comes from a behemah that's alive is mutar, and that could be the shayla of the Gemara. It's not mamish, the treifas which is dead. It's a treifas which makes it that we still see it as live. Now, so we'll come out according to this, that really mechaim, it has an isra treifas, but this isra treifas, lagabi the shem chalav is a mechudish deka isra treifas, because it's really, because of the treifas, it's alive, and live things that have the Isser Eva Menachai to them, that they're alive, that they is really have Shechita, really have is Heter of Chalav. Now, if you go like that, you have to go back to Rabbi Aaron's Raya. So what was he? So, we're not going to go back to that, but I'll just say, Rabbi Aaron brought a Raya from the Rashba that he asked the Kasha that, I'm not going to go back to that, but one more point. Is that the Shach brings the Rashba. The Shach brings the Rashba. Now, if the Rashba just meant Eber Menachai, so that's what the Shach learns, regular Eber Menachai. Prima Gadim says he means regular Eber Menachai. Maisa is a Mechudish de Kashach. The Shach says, what happens if the mother was a Trefa? A different Shach, the Katan Zayin. If the mother was a Trefa, and it has an Uber inside. So we pass in Dalat Simonim, you could reshecht the mother, the Uber, you could reshecht the Uber. What if that Uber had an Evra Yoytze? So the mother was a Trefa, and the Uber is inside, and the Uber had an Evra Yoytze. So we pass in Dalat Simonim, you could reshecht, right? The Shach says, but if you, it won't help to be matter the Isra on the Evra. Shechita won't help to be matter the Isra on the Evra. So.
Don't bury it.
What?
It's on burial.
It should help.
It's
stone,
though.
Every yotik
is own barrier.
What does it mean, its own barrier?
It's only dependent
fields. Okay, I'm saying, but if the whole Isser was mechosa shechita, so l'chaira, it should for sure work. You want to say, there's no dal tzimon by behemah taira, but here it's only by behemah treifa. And still the shach says it doesn't work. So the Ramesh says, oh, you see from the shach, that the Ivra yotik is a shem treifa. And that's why the shechita doesn't work. But the shach is the mandar that brings down the Rashba. So you see this idea that the Rashba himself, Muchach and the Shach, he learned some idea like this, like the Rosh Yosef is saying, that even the Rashba, the Isser is Isser Mechaim, and it's Isser Trefa, and it doesn't work to reshecht it, even over there. So what did the Rashba mean to ask the Kasha on Rashi? That's the question. According to the Shach, how did the Shach learn up that Rashba? So I think there's another pshat in that other Rashba, how to miyashim. Okay, but akuponim, that could be the beer on the Rashba. I would suggest that we really we could get up to the Mishnah. I would say before we start, we should really start Davayin Beis Monday soon. We start on Beis. Before, on the way to skipping on Beis, there should be a detour on Daf Ayin on the Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there, the Mishnah with the first piece of Gemara. There's a Mishnah with the Gemara that we're going to need for Daf Ayin Beis. So look, the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's not, you don't have to do the whole Shach Vatari of two blah, but the Mishnah and Gemara and Daf Ayin, and then we should start Ayin Beis this Monday.